Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us today is Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, I thought it would be a good time to kind of take stock of the decade that was in South Carolina, to do a decade in review as we head into 2020. So you think back to 2009 and the recession, we are really truly coming out of an extraordinary decade in terms of growth across the country, but in particular, some very positive signs in South Carolina throughout the decade. Economic recruitment, 1,200 economic development announcements during the decade, 9 straight years of export records set at the port. If you go back to 2010, unemployment in South Carolina was 1.7% above the national average. And today, it's 0.5% below. So good things going on in South Carolina. It's been a great decade. Look forward to the next one.
What would you identify as the high point or the big highlight of the past 10 years economically here in our state?
Well, I think it's the development of the innovation economy in South Carolina. If you go back 10 years, we had the beginnings of having the talent and the infrastructure in place to develop the innovation economy. You had SC Launch starting in 2006. They were already starting to, you know, the beginnings of seed capital to startups. But we really were not on the map in terms of, you know, if you were to compare us to the Research Triangle or Atlanta, we were nowhere on the map, nowhere to be seen in terms of developing startups. So we didn't have the talent. We didn't have the accelerators, the incubators, the labs. We didn't have the seed capital. We didn't have the venture capital. I think that's really where the big transformation for South Carolina has occurred, is the development of both of those.
And I know our regular Monday guest, John Warner, loves it when people like you say these types of things about the innovation economy here in our state. But to be honest with you, I kind of expected you to mention Boeing.
Yeah. When I was thinking about it, the ability to attract manufacturing companies here has certainly been a longtime success. We've gotten even better over it over this past decade. BMW was announced in 1992. They announced a large expansion in 2010. Boeing was announced in 2009, 2015. Volvo comes to South Carolina. The manufacturing side, I think, was already in place. I think we've gotten even better at it. And what I think is really cool, what really is an opportunity for South Carolina over the next decade. You think about it, we're really good at attracting branch manufacturing. We now have the talent and the infrastructure in place for the innovation economy. How about kind of marrying those two things together, where the manufacturers look for process improvements, you know, being more competitive on the manufacturing side with R&D. I think it's really all kind of coming together for South Carolina. We are well positioned for the next decade.
I think we've sort of become the tire manufacturing capital of the East Coast, maybe the country as well.
Yeah, I think we are the number one exporter of tires in the United States. We are also the number one exporter of finished passenger vehicles in the United States. Tremendous success across a lot of different channels. Very exciting times for South Carolina.
Next 10 years, hopefully, will be even that much better.
Yes.
Well, Alan, the end of the year, Christmas parties probably getting geared up. What do we have showing up on your business calendar?
Yeah, on the business calendar, definitely on December 3rd, the annual Moore School Economic Outlook Conference will be taking place at the Alumni Center. Always look forward to that. Yes, there's lots of holiday concerts, holiday pops in Charleston and Columbia and in the upstate. One thing that I am going to try and get out to do this year is Historic Columbia is offering tours of the historic homes throughout the entire holidays, right up until January 5th, and to take an opportunity to kind of go back and revisit some of these homes and how they celebrated the holidays a century ago. Yeah, looking forward to some holiday cheer, some holiday festivals, holiday concerts, and a great end to 2019.
Alan, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today. We'll see you next year, I guess.
Thanks, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites here in our state. We will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.